This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over Venice, Louisiana way and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. See what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Not much, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Oh, I had to make a mad dash home yesterday. I had a aunt pass away and have to be at her funeral today, so then as soon as this over with, I gotta go right back. So
I got you.
Burning that highway up.
I'm telling you, man.
But no, it's all good. Glad that football's over with. I mean, we pissed our butts off. Caught 60-something, I think 67 flounders, and wound up getting bumped out on the flounder end of it.
Really?
I mean, it was, yeah, there was so many boats in it. I mean, there was like 80-something inshore boats, you know, not counting everything else, but weather was a big factor, though. Saturday wasn't too bad. But, man, that Friday deal, it's just, you know, and like I said, that 9-pound toad got caught. And
what, on the redfish?
Yeah, but, you know, that's a Calcutta, too. That fish was involved in that redfish, trout, and flounder deal. And that's, it's 15-pound. It was 1580-something that won the Calcutta. First out.
Yeah, that's a red trout, you know, flounder.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
biggest
9-pound red, you got one of them, you're sitting in the catbird seat, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, so.
Y'all got a 27-inch minimum over there, so a legal red at 9 pounds over there, that's a fatso. That's a toad.
That's a toad. He was, you know, and.
You know, I've seen keeper 10 pounders over there in that delta.
Yeah.
Man, them fish get broad quick.
Yeah, they do. And that's the whole deal. That's like me and Rusty was talking about it. I mean, we got on we was fishing one of them drains when the tide got right, and we caught all the flounder that was in it, and then them redfish started coming into it, and I'm telling you, there was some of them 14-15-inch fish. You couldn't get your hand around them little fat rascals. I mean, they were just, they come out come out of that pond, and they were just fat as they could be. So, but other than that, everything's good. I mean, there's, you know, there's, the crying's done started because, you know, that river is it has brought the fish to it. So, you know, now the trout's not in there, but I tell you what, them trout are way up some of them passes, though.
Right.
And, but man, our tides have been so strong. And then you put that southeast wind on top of that, and, you know, I actually, Saturday morning was awesome. I mean, river was flat. We got out of there just when it started breaking daylight and hit that river, and I stood on it, and no ships on it and all, and Darlene tapped me on the shoulder. She said, "This is the most pleasant ride I've ever had on this river." I said, "Oh, great." But by the time we run 98 miles that day.
Dang.
Anyhow, yeah. So we went down northeast, southeast pass and all, and hit all that typical stuff down there. But by noontime, that wind got back up, and the tide started to fall, and the current got so strong, it was unbelievable. And, you know, and I just told Rusty, I said, "Man, we fished all that stuff out. I mean, we hit everything we could hit down there. And, I mean, we caught fish everywhere we stopped, but, you know, you run out of real estate." You know, I told him, I said, "We're going to have to get back up north somehow or another and, you know, start fishing some of that stuff up there." And he said, "You know what that river going to be like?" I said, "Yeah, I know what it's going to be like. I'll tell you a trick, though." So I come back up past Luther, hit the head of the pass, and I turn south in the river. And she looked at me and said, "You're going to run all the way to the spillway?" And she said, "I'm going to run down to the spillway. I'm not going to fight that river." I run down to the first spillway, cut in, and fished all that stuff. And then we got back crossed and hit Grand Pass and finished the day up. Had to burn a little more gas, but I wasn't going to take it butt whooping I took on Friday, you know.
No.
I had to deal with wildlife and fisheries on Friday, so I had a trap set up and keep it scalped, and they were getting everybody they could get. So, but that was cool. There's four guys on the boat. Those cool guys. And never got on my boat or nothing.
Good catches up above you there in Lake Pontchartrain. I've been under the bridge up there, catching some solid trout.
I come across Pontchartrain yesterday morning when I was coming home, and they were slicks everywhere. Fished it one time. Went up there, a bunch of us went up there one time, caught them trout. But, I mean, it was kind of like sitting on Lake Tyrone or Livingston River or something, sitting on, underneath that bridge. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just fishing. Different fishing.
Yeah.
My cup of tea.
They catch some pretty big trout in there at times.
They do, yeah. You know, and I had a guy, I don't know what it was, Monday or Tuesday. He was talking about calcium. "Yeah, I fish calcium mostly, but, man, I've been seeing all this over here." He said, "I'd come get me some of this." And I said, "You know, I can't explain calcium to you, but you know, one of the boards said something to me. Evidently, there was some weird stuff going on, I'm going to tell you, the way them boards was talking to me. Like I said, they was cool as they could be, but there was four of them on one of them old big tritons. And one of them said, "Yeah, I fish calcium all the time." He said, and we had like 20 flounder in the box then. And he said, "We don't catch flounder like that no more over there." And I wanted to talk to him about it, but he kind of ignored me when I asked him about it.
Well, Sabine and calcium both. I used to nuke the flounder over there, big numbers like that, and not anymore.
Well, I don't know. I know what I talked to some of them boys at the fishing show, and you know, them shrimpers. You know, they can't sell them in Louisiana, but they can sell them in Texas, and that's what they're doing. They're bringing them fish to Texas, and there was a big stink about it. They had caught one of them, had a pickup bed tarp down, You need a level foot. Huh. And I ain't talking about a short bed, I'm talking about a long bed. I saw they showed me a picture of it.
Right.
Plumb to the top of flounder.
Wow.
Mm. Come off shrimp boat. So, but there ain't no shortage in Venice, I can tell you that. I mean, it.
Jeff Phillips shot me a text yesterday. He said, let's see, what did he say? Did you see the results of the Louisiana Pogey Boat bycatch report? He said it's shocking.
Yep.
I hadn't seen it.
Well, I hadn't seen it, but I admit, so that's the talk of the dock, you know.
Well, so, that's been the talk for years, you know. Especially when the beach
front
is covered with all the bull reds and, you know, dead bycatch.
Yeah. I haven't seen a pogey boat. The best thing I look for is when you hear them airplanes flying, them pogey boats are out there somewhere.
Right.
But me and Brent Bellay was talking about it, and they've been over towards Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So evidently they're running out of Baptiste Collette and going that way because I think they killed them all over around us.
Wiping them out.
So I don't know. There's so much going on. You know, I saw that deal with John Kennedy throwing a fit about George Soros getting about 200 radio stations and at WWL in New Orleans is started broadcasting in 1926. And now he's got control of all that. And he's upset.
Yeah.
It generally takes FFC a whole year or maybe even longer to approve a sale. They done it in 2 days.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Now, these are AM radio stations.
Right.
You know, and I mean, he is, that character is, he went off on, I mean, and he should. Because WWL, yes. I mean, my neighbor, I walk into their shop, and that's what they're listening to.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I don't know. Crazy world we're living in here. So,
I concur.
Other than that, I'm going to Dayton for their funeral today, and turn around and go right back.
Heading right back to Venice.
Yeah. I don't.
And that's not a hop, skip,
and I ain't much either. No, and I ain't crazy about driving I-10 in the afternoon, but
I know.
Ain't my no choice. I don't fish till Saturday, but
all chances, every chance I get.
You know, yesterday it was. Yeah, yesterday it wasn't bad. I mean, midweek like that, and get up and get gone. I mean, it really wasn't bad at all. But I know Greg left. Darlene got up and left Sunday morning early coming home. Greg, he laid around there and Rusty and didn't leave till about 11 o'clock. I told him, I said, I'm telling you now, you better duck off and go through the bayou.
Yeah.
I'd be all right. Yeah, well, he said about 2 hours, 15 minutes dead still in Baton Rouge. So. Yeah.
A lot of things I'd rather be doing than sitting in a traffic jam.
Oh, man.
I'm done with that. Those days are gone.
Yeah. You know.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, good luck on your trip back, and I'll stay in touch. All right. Well, hey, throw them out some info if somebody wants to come over and fish with you, man.
I'll give you a call at 832-338-9376. Everybody knows about the web, you know. It's
RJ's hunting.
The website. Yeah, it is what it is now. You know, updating that stuff is a pain in the butt anymore.
I know. I know. All right, buddy. Well, Mike, have a good one, bud.
You tell you, hey, you figured them Astros out yet?
No, but I'm hanging in there, buddy. I'm liking it.
Did he? I didn't get to catch the end of that game. Did Altuve get to go 5 for 5?
No. No, he didn't get his chance to make it 5 for 5.
That's crazy.
That gives him, what, 42 four-hit games, and he doesn't have a five-hit yet. Maybe he'll get it this year.
Yeah, well, and then I was listening to Houston Sports Network that's on.
Right.
When I was coming in yesterday, and they're talking about Correa. They're going to get Correa back. There ain't no way they can afford Correa.
No.
Why are they even teasing that? I don't
know. Well, he started that when he said the only, you know, he'd break his no-trade clause to come back to Houston. He's the one that
really
mentioned that, yeah. And social media went crazy with it yesterday.
Crane ain't going to dig that deep.
No. We need a
we need good, a pitcher.
Well, we need that, and we need a hard-hitting outfielder that can hit good and throw the ball to home plate from the outfield.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
Anyway, we can go on for days on this. All right, buddy.
Yep,
I got to
run.
See you.
Later.
Take care. All right. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store, and bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese. They have hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their chuck wagon patties. These are half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese, and their grab-and-go snacking products. You got to try these, like their turkey jerky, beef jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good, and their wild game processing facility never closes, open year-round. And check out their new sausage recipe that's available. It's really good. You got to try it. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:21 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Tiki Island now and check in with Captain Plog this morning. Hey, James, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I've been holding my tongue all morning. I wanted to tell Jeff Goat about Cameron and them, but I was saving that for you, buddy. That's, man, that's unbelievable.
Man,
let's hear about it.
It's pretty cool, dude. It just,
what boat were they on? The Seema?
Yeah, Cameron runs the Seema.
Right.
That's Rod's boat.
Right.
And, hang on just a second, Mickey. Hold on.
Well.
Hey, so they just finished up with that one tournament. I talked to you down there at Port O'Connor, and they won the Big Tuna. But I don't know if they was in the – it wasn't in the right – they were in the pods, but they weren't in the right one. So it didn't pay a whole lot, but it paid for some fuel.
Yeah.
So he took the boat back to Port Aransas, and they cleaned up, went right back pre-fishing. Well, him and Matt and the boys, they went pre-fished, and I think they were like 4 for 5 on sales. They didn't see a blue one or nothing. So he came back to Port Aransas, picked up Rod and David, and they go back out there. They chugged back out there that night, and they're just fishing, you know, pre-fishing for the tip.
Right.
And he texts me yesterday at some point in time while we're not catching anything. He says, hey, man, we just popped a blue and a sail. I mean, a blue and a white. I said, man, that's big time. I said, go catch your sail, get you a slam. He texts me back a little while longer. Man, doubleheader on sales. I said, man, that's pretty cool. Got you a slam. He sent me a picture later. I looked at it, and I said, man, that's a damn spearfish, dude.
Yeah,
it just don't happen.
Yeah, I saw that photo you sent me. I said, man, that's a spearfish? Wow.
He's cool, dude. I'm like, hey, man, that's big time. That's like a super slam.
Right.
He says, hey, man, I think we're going to go try to catch a swordfish. I said, whatever, man. Dude, they had all the stuff. You know, they stay rigged up. He called a buddy of his. He gave him a swordfish number. Bro, their second drop, they catch a 120-pound swordfish. That is a fantasy slam. There's been like 3 in the world. Never one in the Gulf of Mexico. Never.
Unbelievable.
Because you have to do it in a 24-hour period.
Right.
Dude, they did it in 9 hours.
Nine hours.
He said it was funny. They were talking about a spearfish. He said, Dad, can you? 10 minutes later, there's a little marlin in the spread. Cameron thinks it's a little blue.
Yeah.
And it hit the right short and didn't do nothing and faded. And went back there, and David hooked it on whatever, right or left long. And it got there, oh, it's a little marlin, it's a little white. Cameron said, man, it's not. He said, put that thing in the boat. It's a spearfish. And then, of course, I sent you the picture. You saw the tag hanging out of it. They tagged it.
Yeah.
But that whole deal is documented. Everybody videoed it. And all IGFA legal. So you heard it here first, folks. I guess that's how they say it.
That's heard it right here on the Outdoor Show first.
Hey, that's going to be a big deal, dude, in the offshore world. It just it doesn't.
Yeah, I can see that tag hanging out of that spearfish. It looks like a little miniature, you know, marlin, little blue.
His little dorsal goes all the way back to his tail.
Yeah, it does.
Of course, they had it confirmed. You know that it was a spearfish. We knew it was, but he confirmed it. But he texted his buddy Justin that runs the Quantified on the way home, and Justin said, "Man, you better. You ain't gonna hide from the Seema no more." He said, "That's gonna go like wildfire." But Cameron, he gave credit to everybody. He's got a good crew. It's just, you know, you think about it, man. I've been wanting him to pop him a tournament. He's always nibbling around. But at the end of the day, you win a tournament, you know this as well as I'm telling you. You ask somebody 6 weeks later who won the tournament, nobody remembers. What they just did yesterday, Everybody will remember that.
I mean, that's 100%. three Gulf records he's been involved in. You know, bluefin tuna, blue marlin, and now this.
Is that crazy or what?
That is crazy.
So I was pretty happy for him. I thought he was kidding. He said, man, we're going to go try to catch a swordfish. And I'm like, okay, that would be great. And damn if they don't do it. Second drop.
How about that?
He said they're bringing those mats winding, and they hand cranked. That wasn't electric reel. They hand cranked him. They had to add some line onto a 50 just to get to the bottom. And so you got, like, your sacrificial weight, which takes it to the bottom. It's really – sword fishing is glorified catfishing. At the end of the day, it's catfishing.
Right.
The main thing is getting your boat right where your scope aligned or how you went to the bottom.
Exactly.
It's catfishing. So they get him. They bring him up. Well, they take the other weight off that is up by the wind on that, you know, lets your bait, you know, float out there. Dude, they unclipped that weight. That swordfish went nuts. He almost jumped in the boat. He didn't send me that video because they were just, man, I talked to him at like 8:30. He said they were like 28 minutes from Port Aransas. But they got a video of that swordfish almost coming in the boat. He said it was crazy.
Man.
And it was a nice sword. It wasn't a pencil. That thing's over 100, dude.
Yeah, and I looked at it. Photo, it's buck 20 or easy.
Yeah. So that was, I'm happy for him, man. That's, like I say, that's a lifetime. It just doesn't happen.
I mean, that's only been recorded in the world three times.
That's what he told me, three times.
In a 24-hour period, you have to do all that, and they did it in 9 hours. That is absolutely crazy.
Correct. It's pretty cool, man. He said couldn't believe it. He said, I don't even know why we were even talking about a spearfish. So it just came up. And he said, 10 minutes later, we got a spearfish in the bottom of the boat. I said,
I don't even know anybody that's caught one.
I don't know about, I mean, I know people that's caught them.
I've heard about them, but I don't know anybody personally, you know, that ever caught one.
I think, Mickey, there, and I don't quote me on this because I could be wrong. There's a long bill and a short bill. So if you're trying to get every 9 species of billfish in the world, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think you have to go to the Pacific. They catch a lot of them in Hawaii, a long-billed spearfish. This is a short-billed spearfish, which I said, man, you ever caught one with Kevin? You ever know anybody caught one? He said, nah, not really. He said, Justin caught one like 3 or 4 years ago. But pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Good on them.
Longbill spearfish shows one here on my state fish state records, you know, Texas. August 10th, 1990, Carrie Ann Alberthal.
That's a short build or long build?
Long build.
What about the short build?
It's not showing a short build on bill on here.
Huh.
Well, it's the long bill.
You see his old eyeball, how blue it was?
Yeah.
He's a cool little fish.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
He said he bit like a blue marlin. He fought hard, and then he gave up. He's not that big. But he didn't do much jumping. But the first blue marlin they caught, about 250, he jumped on a BFC 20 on the long rigger. And he said, man, we had to go get him. He said he was burning us down, man. So that's pretty cool.
And when did they do this? Yesterday?
Yesterday. He was
wow.
I talked to him at like 8:15. He said he was 28 minutes from the jetties at Port Aransas. So I'm sure they kind of may have partied last night, so I'll talk to him later on this morning.
I'm sure they did after that.
They gotta get ready to turn around and leave tonight for Tift.
Yeah, Tift's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's got to clean up, turn around, leave. You think they're going to turn around and go right back out there?
You think?
I can get there as fast as I can get there.
I promise you, I'd be camping out, man.
Ain't that the truth? But that's awesome. I mean, I just went back fishing yesterday. When I talked to you, I was in Fort Conner at Chatterville. And I left there and I went to San Antonio and played golf 2 days. I played it. It's kind of like maybe a little Muni kind of. I mean, a lot of people was there. To me, it was kind of hard. I played at a place by New Brunswick. Played pretty good. Man, and I'm playing that TPC tomorrow, the real TPC, the one that they had the tournament at.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, buddy. She ain't no joke. If you want to get your confidence level up, see how good a golfer you are, don't go to that golf course.
I heard that.
Don't go there.
Don't
it ain't
go.
Good.
All right, James. Well, I got to run, man.
Okay, dude.
Tell Cameron congratulations. I'll try to call him, see if I can get some more photos out of him.
Oh, yeah, call him, Mickey. He would love it. And
yeah.
And, well, you can't call him this weekend, so he'll be fishing. But
no.
Yeah, give him a holler, man. He would love that. And
All right,
dude. I forgot you got to go. All right, man.
409-771-7306.
That's it, brother.
I got that number. All right, buddy.
Hey, we finally did catch him yesterday, Mickey, but you got to fish in the middle of the day. Same old deal.
Yeah.
Hard west wind, wait till it calms.
That's what Charlie said. Same thing, 10 to 2.
So that's it, buddy. All right, holler at you. Bye.
See you, buddy. All right, later. All right, that's Captain James Plogg. And it's time for me to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike. They're at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live that bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, plus their regulators and diffusers. They refill your bottles there at the store. More info, call Jason Cogburn, 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. All of it comes right out of our waters. And great deals on 9-12 count, 15-18s, whatever you're looking for. They always have it at good prices. And their Cajun Grill next door, they turn out some really good food at good prices there, along with their Santa Fe location. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down G-Town Way and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Good morning, Michael. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
You running across the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America?
Well,
whatever you want to call it these days.
Not yet, man. I am loaded up, though, ready to rock. And customers walked down about 2 minutes ago, and we're rigged up and ready, man. We got a rare opportunity today. I just got a father-son. So right. Two people on a 12-hour trip. That hopefully the results of that are a lot of very cool and fun styles of fishing. So the plan, I think the plan today, Mickey, is there's a lot of local wind. It's gusting like 17 out here right now. The flags
are
straight.
I know, I'm seeing that. I was fixing to ask you about that if it's come down any, because I'm still showing 16, 17 southwest.
Yeah, it's ripping, and I think, and you know, we got this little storm formation out to the east. I think that's going to taper off.
I'm watching that on radar right now as we speak.
Yeah, it's a doozy. But
it's
with that strong
apart,
south,
you know, yeah, in the middle, it's starting to rag apart a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being held by that southwest and taper out. But
or either
we'll
that's
see,
what's right. sucking that southwest.
That's
one
true.
Or the other.
That's true. It should be pretty this afternoon though, man. We're gonna take a little ride up the ICW this morning. That'll give me an extra hour to just put really good eyes and try to get away a little bit from that development out there, and then be able to quarter the waves out to where I've been fishing. It's 95 miles from the tip of the jetties, but
right.
from Freeport, it's 75 miles.
Right.
So, you take a 40-mile ride, you're basically cutting off, an hour of getting your butt whooped driving into a 15-mile-an-hour
sure.
southwest wind. So
I
that's what
you.
We're going to do, man. We've been We've been tearing up some fish, man. We've been tearing up some fish.
Yeah, I've been seeing that, man. Y'all had a great catch yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Lots of big mahi, good size, healthy mahi, and limit a snapper, and raised up a sailfish and fought that thing for a little while, which was super cool.
I saw that video. Did it jump off?
Yeah, it ended up, it's like 10th or 12th jump. He ended up jumping off of there. But, I really like to, when they come up, ideally, you can feed it back to them, but, and let them eat it a little bit. You can see them build up and kind of feed it back to them. But, man, this one, brother, we pulled up to our second spot and dropped baits in the water, and it was like 35 seconds in. I mean, I didn't see him come up. There was no – yeah, just kaboom, buddy. It was something crazy, but – Anyway, super fun, man, seeing that fish dance across the water and being hooked up to it for a little while. And if the weather holds, it looks like we're going to try to get out there and do the same thing. And, man, I'm only like 10 miles away from one of my favorite swordfish spots out there. So I got some cool gentlemen from my eye. Yeah, we're going to try to do it all, man. Try to get a sailfish, try to catch our mahi.
Hey, did you hear what Cameron did yesterday?
No.
James, I just hung up with James before you. He got the Fantasy Slam yesterday in 9 hours out of Port Aransas.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. How about that?
That is sick.
Think the man upstairs was looking out for him? That is crazy. He texted James, said, "Hey, man, I just caught a white and a blue back-to-back, and I think they had jumped four sails or whatever and caught them." And then he said, "Well, since we're right here, we're going to you know, a buddy of mine gave me a swordfish drop number, so he went over there the second drop. They caught a sword, and they were
joking.
Trolling, and they thought it was a baby blue marlin in the bait, you know, a small one, and it turned out to be a needlefish. And
what?
Yes, that's that Fantasy Slam, only three times it's ever happened in the world. And never in the Gulf, and they got it all IGFA certified, videos, everything.
You're joking me, man. That is insane.
That's as crazy as you can get, man. That is big.
Yeah,
time.
White marlin, blue marlin, swordfish. I mean,
sailfish and a needlefish. Five of them. Fantasy slam. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Everything with the bill you caught.
Yep.
That's insane, man. Someday, that's some goals.
Yeah, and to get that, you have to do it within a 24-hour period, and they did it in 9 hours. I mean,
that's nuts, man.
The fish gods were shining on that boat yesterday.
You ain't joking, man. I mean, it's stellar, brother. The fishing is stellar right now.
It is. I'm hearing a lot of good stuff from offshore right now. Finally, you know, you got some weather, but now today you got that. It's going to be chopped up pretty good.
Yeah. I think if we can push through it, man, and quarter the waves right, I think it'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Man, I had we were out there, we lost that sailfish, and then my buddy Preston rolls up, and they put their baits out right where we hooked that sail, and I think they got a blue marlin yesterday. They pulled up and like, a minute later, man, that thing is dancing behind
Come
the boat.
On.
And we've been trolling after that sailfish. We've been trolling for like an hour, hour and a half, you know. And he rolls up and puts his bait in and whacks one right in front of us, man.
You
never know, man. We were quadded up on mahi, and, you know, so our customers were tickled, and we enjoyed watching those guys fight that fish. But, you know, it's just a you know, I think a lot of the guys are dredge fishing now, you know, and pulling a bunch of teasers and stuff. And, man, I'm just not that serious about it yet. I'm sure that I could rig up my boat for that. But, man, I'm just enjoying the occasional sailfish and the bigger mahi on the ballyhoo that we've been catching. And,
right.
Shoot, man, just making a day out of the beautiful, beautiful fisheries we got out here. I mean, it's pretty crazy to think. You know, Galveston, you can go out and whack a swordfish, whack a sailfish, catch a blue marlin. I mean, on a day trip is nuts. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we were very blessed with an awesome fishery out here. And, you know, the only bad part is you got to go so stinking far. But what do, you know?
Well, that's the nature of the beast out of Galveston, buddy.
Giddy up, buddy. That's right. But once you get out there, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to go, and you got to go and do it. I mean, that's what it is. So, we'll see, man. I think it's going to be really nice this afternoon, and we're going to take advantage of just having two guys today, and we're going to try to do as much crazy stuff as we can. They're from Iowa, so they've never been offshore, and we're just going to take them out there, and hopefully they feel good after we catch our snapper, and they say, let's keep on rolling.
Right.
You know? So we'll see.
Yeah, being from Iowa, I don't think they have too good of sea legs yet, but they will after today.
Today they will, brother. That's exactly right. Today they will.
Goodness.
Gonna be fun, man. And the guy's been crushing.
How about your other guys, I mean, fishing locally, inshore and all that, they doing pretty good still?
Heck yeah. I think JJ got a big hammerhead yesterday. They were
awesome.
Catching trout, big black tips, redfish.
Cool.
I mean, the fishing has been really solid inshore. The guys have been crushing it, man.
That's good to hear, man. Well, I know you're busy. You need to get to take care of these guys and watch that weather all at the same time. So if somebody wants to get with you, Sharky, give them some info how they can reach you.
Absolutely, man. Hop online, Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. You could also just type in our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability, man. It's been an awesome summer. We appreciate everybody so much for coming out and making some memories with us this year, and just all the great times we've had out there, man. So thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting, and looking forward to talking to you on Saturday, man. Maybe we'll get old Naylor involved, too. I'll be staying at their house fishing that veterans tournament this weekend. So
that's right. Should be a blast. Veterans tournament. Bless you, got the TIFF down south. So there's a lot going on, man.
Heck yeah, man. Give us a shout on Saturday. We'll I'll get Jeff to hop in with me, and we'll shoot it around for a little bit.
Heck yeah, that'll be fun, brother. All right, Sharky. All right, you brother. Be safe out there today. Good luck to you, my friend. Break a leg.
Thanks, buddy.
All right,
see you, buddy. Yeah. Later. Appreciate it, man. Bye.
All right. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. All right, let's head up to Sam Rayburn. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman. Good morning, Randy. What's going on, man?
Well, it's just the thermometer. It just keeps going up, Captain.
It is. Yesterday was pretty warm, man.
Oh, my goodness. I can't handle it. Just fishing is the crappie fishing is terrible right now. Bad as I ever seen it.
Well, you know, I looked at the lake yesterday, and y'all have already dropped like 6 feet.
Yep. And
that's crazy.
I mean, to drop it that fast, all that, you know, that I think as soon as they shut the gates and, you know, let the water stabilize back off, it just got, I don't know, it pools silt or something up the waters. You know how terrible water usually is. It raved. It's milky color down there on that end where I fish mostly, but they're gonna try and get that work.
How low are they gonna drop that? 8 feet or what?
Yeah, supposedly 7 to 8 foot.
Yeah, well, I guess there's more to go. That does affect the crappie fishing. I saw that yesterday. I said, man, Randy's probably having a tough time with crappie right now.
I'm just telling everybody, hey, just hold off on this, you know, when it's
right,
you know, back, and if they don't have a hurricane or something, get a bunch of rain, fill back up. So they did this to us last year, and they didn't get finished. We had all that rain, so they had to drop it back down, and it's good for the, you know, lake to drop like that. I mean, not that fast, so I think, you know, if it just eases down naturally. But when they keep them gates open 24 hours a day, it shows after crappie.
Yeah,
I mean, I hope that's what it is, because ain't none of us catching them. I mean, I've talked to the other guys, too, and they're all...
Well, at least Steinhagen's able to let all that water come through there too and out. So
yeah. See, that's what happened.
I still call it Dan B, but I have to remind myself to call it Steinhagen.
Everybody, it's Dan B.
Yeah, it's been Dan. It was Dan B all my life, and then
right. You know, I never did know the full story of Dan B, there was going to be an A and a B, what I was told. And,
right. Well, maybe never, Rayburn's the A and Steinhagen's the B.
Now it was going to be built. I don't know if it's going to be above there or below there, but anyway, they're just Dan B. They ain't no Dan A.
Oh, well. Dan B. Steinhagen. My parents used to go there a lot when I was a kid. They used to catch some big crappie out of that place.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, me and old Ray, we would know how bad fishing is. He said, well, let's go out there and try and catch him at night again. I said, I'm all for it, but I think we're spinning our wheels. If you can't catch them in the daytime, as much trouble as we had trying the few times we tried to catch
Well, you tried night. That a couple of years ago, didn't
right,
you? Some of that
right,
night stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish I could make it happen. And I'm going to try, but I'm going to wait till they quit pulling the water.
Yeah, I think that's your biggest problem right now is all that current running through that lake.
Yeah, it just keeps stirred up.
Like that. Stirs it up and
no.
moves them.
That current just, you know, I'm just not seeing them even on the piles. I mean, they've got beautiful fresh
right.
brush piles, and I'm not seeing them, but I think
well,
they just
there. If you ain't seeing them, they're not there, man. That's
they just you know, shed or out over that deep water, and
right.
and I think they just cruising, you know, in the current.
That's it. Oh well. All right, Randy. Somebody wants to call you about coming up. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
It's 936-328-0864. Have a good day, Mick.
You do the same, Randy. Always good talking to you. Good luck with that lake drop. Maybe they'll get it over with here pretty quick.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right, man. See you later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.